What did you say? If you want me to live.
If you want me to live, you'll have to kill me first.
No!
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week. Just a quick announcement before this week's episode. Our 3-year anniversary is coming up, and we have something big we will be dropping July 29th. We'd love for you, our amazing audience, to get involved. Share your favorite episodes, thoughts on the topics we discuss, questions, and anything else you'd like to submit as we prepare for our 3-year anniversary. This is a huge achievement, and we want to hear from the people who make this show possible. Email twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Thank you for coming each week, and remember to like, subscribe, and share with a friend. Now, let's get into this
week's sponsor. Just because you said that, I'm going to go get some semen and put it in you. There you go, David. Hello, my baby.
Hello, my darling.
So these are really weird. One was way loose, and one was... All right. There we go.
Yeah, we have legs.
Right. Hello.
How does my hair look right now?
So no, cool. Not at all. Let me show you the this little piece can go this. Oh,
I was saving that for later. It's in my ear.
Get it out of your ear.
Do you ever feel like there's things crawling in your ears?
Yeah. When I'm outside,
I have
too,
recurring like things every day where I'm like, I'm pretty sure that I have an earwig.
Let's take a picture.
In my ear.
We have a good. We're both having good hair days. And I mean,
are
like
we?
Literally.
I felt like it's flat.
No, it looks so good. You look so pretty.
That's that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's just start the clock. David.
Hi.
Did I get ad targeted?
Yes.
So what? It works. What the? I thought it was
it
literally
works.
Like a filter or something. I have old lady eyes. I don't know what to tell you. And the skin that's under your eyes is very, very thin as it is. It's like neck skin.
It's not
you know
old
what I mean?
Lady. It's mature.
Okay, well, whatever. I know what I did through my 20s was not take care of myself at all. I never washed off makeup. I could make one little packet of makeup wipes last like 6 fucking months.
And then now in the morning, it lasts a day.
Now it lasts like a day because I'm just in there. I'm scrubbing, but not even anymore because I don't use those as much because of that new oil stuff.
Oh, yeah,
so much about skincare I have learned from TikTok. Do I hate that? Yes. Yes, I do. Very much so. I don't like that I see a shirt that says Feral and it's like, you might want this, and then I buy it. I don't like that about me.
I love it.
I really
it.
Don't.
I
but it was
$3.
What am I meant to do with that? Of course, then, you know, if you buy like $10 worth more of stuff from that same shop, you get free shipping. And so, I mean, who am I to refuse the TikTok gods? They know what I want. And I am Feral. I felt like a raccoon on cocaine. That is how I felt for the last month. Just
rabbit
like
as fuck.
Scratching
foaming
my
at
eyes
the mouth.
Out. Foaming at the mouth. Do you know? Okay, so I haven't seen you. I lost my voice.
Yes.
I sent you the voice
the
message.
The day after we hung out.
I sounded like I was going through puberty as like a boy with a wiener.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It was like you had sucked so much bleep. I'm kidding. No. It was
cock is what she meant to say.
No, I'm just saying it was like gone. It was gone.
It was gone and it got worse progressively. And then it would be weird because for some reason I'm delusional and stupid and I'm just like, well, this is a one-time thing. So it must be actual law. But I drank like a big cup of coffee and because I was like, it's very hot. Maybe that will wake up my voice. So it did. I don't think that was really the cause. I think it was because I didn't talk all morning, but I drank all. I convinced myself that it was the coffee. Right. And the voice came back. But then what did I do? I screamed into my pillow again and I lost it again. So, you know, this is like the best. I still have like a rasp, like much more than
you're
usual.
You're doing the lemon honey water, right?
Yeah. But
yay.
A bitch
everybody
has been screaming.
Well, you know
into
what?
The abyss.
Remember what I told you? Everybody at home, here's a little tip I learned recently. Because I also lost my voice the night of karaoke last. Because sometimes the girl gets down. And when that girl gets down, she sings her whole heart out. and it sounds not like a scream, but it's just soulful throttle.
It's a scream of your soul. It's your soul, screaming out. Yeah. Listen, I might have sang Hallelujah from Shrek no less than 20 times in my kitchen alone one morning, crying. I'm not kidding. I hate that about myself. Do I like that? No. It's because I have a vagina or something is f***ed up in my brain. I don't really know.
I love it.
But also, it's like, I felt...
I love it.
This is my toxic trait. Like, the more I sang it, the more I was like, this is actually fire, though.
You know what sucks, though? Because I do that, and it makes me feel better, so I'm loving that you do that. Because there's so many things that, like, if I'm, like, going through it, I'm like, man, sometimes a song, repeatedly sung... Yeah. Really snaps you out of that mindset.
Do you have one of those songs? For now? Because I do. I have one that kind of brought me out of it, and it wasn't Hallelujah.
I like Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's such a good song. It's so much soul, and her talent is, it blows my mind, because like, she's got an amazing voice. She's got a little bit of a raspy. Yeah.
Like, it makes you feel something, twang. Like an Amy Winehouse type.
Yeah. But you know what? It's like that song for sure. But like what I'm saying about the voice thing, and what's yours?
Oh, it's a Symptom of Being Human.
What's that? Who sings it? Is it a song or is this like...
I think it's like Shine something.
Okay, I want to write this down here, then because I need to know it. I mean, I'm going to put it in my notes.
No, it's really good. It's like...
What's it called?
Symptom of Being Human.
I love the title already. Everybody go put your notes down and listen to these two songs.
Oh, it's so good.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
A Symptom of Being
just
Human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put that in my Spotify.
It's right here.
And so back to the voice thing. Yeah. Everybody, if your voice is dead and no longer in your throat, if it's out there.
Gargle cum.
Gargle cum. Exactly. But no, really, you should be like resting it and not talking at this normal level we talk at. You should be whispering. Remember when we were shooting the music video day one at our house? Mm-hmm. I had no voice from karaoke.
My problem is that I find it so incredibly difficult to be quiet.
It is. I screamed still, remember? I kept screaming.
Yeah.
I go, why?
And I was like, girl, you got to protect yourself. So but then meanwhile, I'd be doing the same.
Yeah. And then lots of honey, lots of water.
Yeah.
And just try to be as chill as you can. Because if you don't, you will fuck up your vocal cords forever. And we can't make more music videos.
No, we can't.
So think about
it
that
way. And that's coming. Because I was on the way home like trying to talk through my lost voice, like to my man who I hadn't seen in a month, and he shows up and I have no voice. It's like Ariel.
You know what I mean? I love that.
Little Mermaid.
I think
shit.
Of her every time.
And I was like, trying to talk all this, I was like, what if my voice is just gone forever? Like, what if this is my voice? What if the more and more that I talk, the more and more voice I lose, and then someday I just don't have a voice and I can't
talk
anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, I think I might have to off myself because I don't know what it is, but like, even when I'm alone or whatever, if I talk things out myself or whatever, if I just can't have too much silence.
Yeah.
It bothers me. So I'm sitting here
music.
Getting more and more depressed with no voice and trying not to like say anything. But then meanwhile, other shit going on that I have to like scream
you
into pillows.
Just leave me more voice memos.
I should.
Because if you feel like you need, and then I suck at voice memos, but I'll be like listening to them and saving them and loving them. Cause I'll be like, okay, she just needed a talk. I'll be right here. It's like,
I feel like I've just been like keeping stuff inside and it's like bottling and brewing, but it's just because like, I feel like there's so many instances where I'm like, things are fine. I did like a Thought Takes episode that it's not out yet, but it will be.
I can't wait to see this.
But it was about being depressed because I've been dealing with that a lot and pretending that I'm not, which doesn't really work because then it reaches a point that you just like shut down. And it's so hard for me to like enjoy doing anything, even things I would normally enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm still kind of like working my way up. But even like this morning, I'm like, I have to make myself go rollerblading. And that's like not a thing. Like I don't make myself go rollerblading. I love rollerblade and I'm out there just like, isn't this fun?
Yeah.
And it's not. And it should be. You know what I mean? And then you're like, I'm being so f-ing stupid right now. Cause the rational side of your brain is like, you have nothing to be depressed about. But then the part of you that holds on to the things that are negative, because we just love to just hold on to the negative shit.
It's easier to do that. It's so much easier. It's like comfortable for us.
Yeah, because otherwise you have to like search for the positives and be like, oh, these things don't bother me. But obviously they f***ing do. It's like when someone's like, well, just don't let it bother you. I'm like,
how? Well, guess what? You're very young, thank goodness.
Oh,
because
God.
I know you don't feel it, but you are. And I'm telling you, I have never had positive mindset until like the last like 6 months, eight months. When shit hits the fan, I haven't been able to control my shit hits the fan vibe as well as I have. And now I'm almost 40. That's why. Because time fucking, like, it keeps reminding you, like, okay, shit's bad, but guess what? It could be a lot worse or this, and you appreciate all the good things.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to get to that point.
It
when
is.
When you're feeling shit.
And because the fucked up thing, too, is, like, something is, I don't know. If anyone out there relates to this, let me know. But I know, like, there should just be a middle ground, right? Where it's, like, things aren't that bad. They're not that great. And they just are. And
yeah.
I know that I've said, like, this wouldn't make the fucking director's cut or whatever of your fucking movie. Because I'm fucking delusional. I'm crazy. So.
It's her movie.
But
it's my,
like,
movie.
when you get to. Oh, fuck. I lost my train of thought.
When you get to the, what, like the finale, the, when you,
oh,
this is like our,
okay, so
plot,
there's no
the
middle
twist.
There's no middle ground for me. There's no middle ground. It's not like, I'm kind of like content.
No mediocre.
I'm either a fucking god. Like, I'm just killing it. I'm doing great. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know what I mean? And I'm just like on top of the world. I'm like, you know what? You look all right, but you could do better. You know, like I'm encouraging to myself. I'm like, you got this. Like you have shit figured out. And then there is just the endless pit of despair. And I say endless, even though it's not, because eventually
it
goes back
way.
But eventually it goes back up to here. And it could be like a day. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid.
It could be an hour.
And then sometimes it just lasts weeks. Mm-hmm. Months. And as someone who, like, we're making a podcast every week, I'm making content every day, I'm always even if I'm feeling like this is how I want to exist, just like this, inside a closet where everything is dark and you can't, and everything is shut out and it's so muffled, and that is where I want to be, but I can't.
Yep.
I can't do that. And it's like, oh, you could and take the time that you need, but like, it's once I reach too far into that dark space, it's harder and harder every time to climb out of it. But then I sometimes feel like I'm faking my way through things that I would normally enjoy. And then I feel guilty because I'm like, that's not like the fully authentic experience. But nobody wants to be brought down with other people's bummer shit. That's not, I'm here to entertain people, not fucking bring people down. I probably don't entertain anyone but myself, and that's okay. Because maybe I need
well,
this.
Well, there's me.
I know, but like, I feel bad taking shit for you too. Like, and I'm like, oh,
no.
I don't want to complain about this because I know you have your shit going
Dude,
on.
Dude, that's the best part is when someone else has shit and they're venting, it doesn't become my shit. Your shit doesn't become mine, surprisingly. Because I can't take in your shit. You know what I mean? Everybody, that was a joke.
Did you know that there's like poo therapy and they like put other people's poo into your
That's
colon
what I'm saying.
To...
I'm not going
to
do that with you. But
I don't want you to.
I will listen to all your shit and it never puts a damper on me. My stuff is mine. Your stuff is yours. And if that was the case, we would never be able to share our actual like things in our lives. Like when I tell you my things, it's because I'm like, I need to talk. And same with you. And it's never like, oh, it's a burden. Like that's the mindset you have to remember.
And it's so annoying.
Other people need to know that. With if you have real friends and you can't tell them what you're really feeling, then you got to really think about, is this a one side street or is this just like people that are like saying they're your friends and then when it comes down to them listening to you and they don't have time for you, like get out of that. Like, get out of that now. It's not worth it. It's toxic. It's you just like bending over backwards for others when other people should be doing the same amount, if not, you know, like at least just like being able to go to them. Like, I'm always able to go to you with everything. Like, and I never feel like, oh shit, you know, like it's going to be too much. No, because just me talking about it did the therapy part for me.
Yeah.
Even if you were like, damn, that's intense. I would be like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But
and what's
we're
fucked
going.
Up, but what's fucked up is like when you reach out to me,
yeah,
when Kay reaches out to me or anybody that I give a shit about. And I'm like, I'm never thinking in my head, this shit
right.
again. And right. so why do I have it in me that I'm like, that is clearly what everybody else is like.
No, it's literally like what I'm saying is you're never like, never think you're the burden on anyone else. Because, dude, that's a big healing stone. Like, it's a big thing of healing is if you don't like talk about your feelings, like you said, you poke the bear too much, the bear is going to get angry and it's going to explode. And if you just keep piling shit on shit on shit, it's just going to be like,
it's just going to be
like the tea kettle,
a bukkake of shit.
It's going to look
so
like
much shit.
Gary.
Gonna look like Gary, but brown. Just
shout out.
Some yellows in there too, green.
Shout
We're not
out.
Really sure what's going on. It's just a lot of shit. And nobody wants to deal with that. We need a new rendition of Gary.
It's just like, not puke, sorry. I don't want to say that. But like, it's just like, ugh. I think Gary is just so magical. Look at him.
Gary is so magical.
And all of the stickers ended up sticky, so it even makes it even better.
And speaking of magical. The things that we, oh my God. July 29th.
Oh,
shit. July 29th marks our 3-year anniversary of this delicious pod. It started as The Whore Next Door. It is now, oh, thank you. Came a little bit. It is now the totally wholesome, not dirty. Pod. Well, thought we were doing a, he ruined my bit. I was gonna come so hard.
I'm edging you.
That's like the stop tip. I'm like, it's like the saddest orgasm. It's like you do it by mistake and it's like, but badumptus. And you're like, God
damn it. It's like when people do it and they're like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what? Wait, when people do what?
Like if they're doing it without like really being into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like imagine. That would be sad.
I was, weirdly, conversations that you have with your nail tech. I don't know what to tell you. But we're talking about this today. Because it was like so many people, like there's like a small percentage of the people who are having a majority of the sex.
What? Say that again.
Like,
hold on.
So, all right. Like a smaller portion of people in like most generations, except for the older generations, weirdly, are having like all of the sex. So there's a huge percentage of most generations that are not having sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I was thinking like a lot of vanilla people that I kind of have known outside the industry throughout my time. And this is no hate. This is just people that I have known. It's no one
shade.
In particular. But it's like the most basic, like I know some women, like, and some men, I guess, who like feel like having sex with their partner is a chore.
Whoa, that would suck.
And I'm like,
truly,
how? Like it or like not liking to give head? That's mind-blowing to me. Like it's fun. It's like a little fidget toy in your hand. You can just like play with it.
A water.
You can like slap it against your face. You can like wah 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 and just like wah wah wah, wah. Like right there, just mushroom tip it. You can like rub it on your face for like no reason. You could go on the balls. Like
you could use it to apply skincare.
You could if
eye
you
cream,
wanted to. I mean,
serum.
I don't know if that would be safe for the
hey,
wiener,
if it's dermatologist tested, I don't see
true.
Why not. You're not putting it inside the penis.
That's true. No, like none
no
of the internal. None of the acne.
No salicylic acid or no,
hydrol,
no,
whatever
no
shit.
No retinol on that pee-pee, no. Sorry.
No retinol on your dick.
Actually, would retinol keep it younger? Is anyone out there a dermatologist? We're asking for a friend.
We want to know. If you're a dermatologist, like no one of... No dermatologists listen to this. No doctors.
And if you are listening, call it 702-900-6446.
If you put retinol on your dick, will it keep it looking younger? Can you do that
your
to
balls?
Your pecker? Or your balls? Because I've heard of like Botox for the balls. Or scrote. The scrotum? Scrotox?
Scrotex.
Scrotox. Yeah, Scrotex. For the scrote. So if you know, call in. Because, you know, I think that it's one of the things that men often don't care as much about skincare as it is. It's like...
They're more simple.
Put lotion on your face. Mm-hmm. Put lotion. You'll look so much younger for so much longer. Like, especially if you're a pasty motherfucker like me. Like, I'm just kind of slick a little bit at all times because I'm so afraid of aging and you can't stop it, but I try. And you just keep rubbing on the lotion on its skin or else it gets those again.
Because I
need to be moist. I know what I look like. I'm pasty. I understand.
It keeps you young.
Yeah.
It's a secret of youth.
I've had a problem because I've been very religious with sunscreen.
Yeah.
But I have so many new moles. Look at this. There's a mole there. There's a new mole growing in below it. This one's kind of new. Uh-huh. There's this one now. They're just popping up everywhere. And then I looked at my arms today when I was getting my nails done. And I was like,
God damn. Now you would know this because you've gotten moles removed. Do the doctors ever tell you you're going to keep getting moles as you age?
Yes,
or
you
is
do.
It a thing where like... It's from sun exposure, or is
no,
it
no? It's
both?
A it's a genetic thing.
Yeah, because I come get
out,
moles.
They come out faster with sunlight.
Yeah,
but it's also like you can't stop it from happening. So I'm not gonna do like what I did through all of my 20s, which maybe helped my skin and keep myself like a plant locked in the dark, like in a dark room, just wilting, but like just being watered. You know, it was bad. I was so pale. I like the feta cheese where I was in Penthouse.
Have you? Yeah.
And the audacity
that
to put me in
really
yellow. Let me say, I love Penthouse. But when I looked back at those, I was like yellow was a bold choice with how white I was. Because I was like that panda dude behind you.
Dude. Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't do it for the pale. Don't do it.
No.
It's too much of a...
Just make sure you take care of your skin. I don't know. Nobody wants
lather
to hear about
up.
This. It's all dudes.
Lather
are there women who
lotion.
Listen? I know there are a few. If you're a woman who listens, please call in because we like to know as much as we love men, not all men, but as much as...
You heard.
But please, we would love to actually know if there are women listening. And I know maybe some creators listen now. I don't know. If you have any questions about things, I would love to discuss things that would be useful to people because otherwise it's really just me and Laura... talking about whatever the fuck we want. And I know that you find it entertaining, but if you have anything that you would like to contribute or hear about, please, anyone, email twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave voicemails at 702-900-6446 because we love to hear them. And we do have an email as well. And then we should talk about the fact that it is still so nice and cool in this
it
house.
Is.
And it was not.
This AC is amazing. And we'll get to that.
Oh, love to get the voicemails and the emails as well.
Yes, thank you guys. And for those who constantly are showing your support on our Patreon, thank you. It means the world to us. I'm sorry for not being part of the last Zoom chat we had. I had a demon in my throat and was not well. And it was a very, very big challenge in the weekend of my events. So
yeah.
I apologize to you all. And cheers to Molly for taking one for the team. We
and
love you.
I apologize
thank
you. For how depressed I was. But I think it was good because it showed some vulnerability with people. A lot of people opened up and shared. And I felt like it was actually... hopefully helpful for people because it was helpful for me.
And
so
thank you guys.
We thank
so
you all.
From the bottom of our hearts, we love you.
All right. So to Scott Brewer, you emailed the podcast. So I assume that you listen and or watch. No, it is not really my Facebook page. I am not trying to scam anyone on Facebook. I have a Facebook, facebook.com/therealMollyStewart. Each word is capitalized at the first letter. Anything else and I don't message from there, I don't whatever. So don't get scammed, guys. I don't know how many times I have to say.
That's on you.
It's on you, boo. All right. So this is from David. David, who once again had his twerk cut off on Zoom. So y'all, if you're not joining Zoom, you are missing out.
You really are, because it's always a vibe. We have the best people to freaking join us every week or every month, sorry. Get on it.
Get on.
Let's
it.
Get some ladies in there too.
Mm.
Come on, ladies, don't be shy. It's really,
please.
It's not us getting naked if that's what you're thinking.
No, there's none of that. You might see David's butt, but that's because he just can't stop pulling it out to twerk us to the end of the show.
Most of the time, it's us smoking joints,
mm-hmm. just talking
and talking about what we're doing and
how our month's been
how
going,
how you guys are doing, and it's really an open forum.
It really
not,
is.
It's not like us just ranting like we do on here.
We don't like scissor or anything. It's not like that. It's not that kind of show.
We might use scissors, but we don't scissor.
That's true. All right. So this is from David. Long may his booty reign. Operation Disney Drop. Hey, dangerous duo. How are you?
Hi.
We need to make merch. of Dangerous Duo. That's and it's like so our cool. faces.
That's awesome. Like the that's it.
Mm-hmm. But we need to update the art.
Let's do it.
All right. How are you? Exciting times ahead. 3 years of TWND. It's a good time to be a dirtbag. As I stare at the roof this morning, daydreaming about nothing in particular, it's what I do, and I do it well. I then start to wonder, did Disney films help or hinder me as a child? Blue the Bear was my favorite. I wanted to be him. I romanticize his philosophies. Some might think him a free spirit, fun-loving and easygoing. Living within his means, picking random fruit wherever he goes. I think there's a TLC song that paints him in a different light, though. Baloo really is a scrub, and I don't want no scrub. Baloo is a bust. I'm wondering, have we romanticized Disney movies to the point of our own detriment? Let's say I went back in time and took out Walt Disney very discreetly so that Disney Incorporated had never existed. Where would we be as a society? Without the unrealistic fairy tale romances, would we have a more liberal and less restrictive view on relationships and intimacy? Would we be more or less promiscuous? Would we aim lower and land higher or vice versa? Where would we be if we didn't dream of our prince charming or princess charming, so to speak? Would I be less of a hobo if Baloo wasn't an early influence? Probably not. What would dating be like? Would society be less romantic and more realistic? Is this a good or bad thing? This is so many questions at once, and I'm having difficulty addressing them all in my mind and pocketing things to say later. I'm just thinking that if I met my soulmate and I didn't catch her name, but I did find her glass slipper, and then I decided to roam the countryside forcing random women to try on the slipper because I couldn't remember what my soulmate looked like, well, I don't think that would work out well for anybody. So without these stories, would we be better off or worse? I would love to hear your thoughts. Sincerely, Prince Davidso Lombrusco of Dirtbagia.
I think, well, only thing I have to say is do you and be Baloo, because I also thought Baloo was a great character. I loved his vibe. He was very, like, just, like, super cheerful and just, like, easygoing, carefree. Like, that's the kind of people, like, you. They're kind of like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, because I like the tiger.
Yeah. What was his name? Scar? No.
No, that's Lion King.
That's Lion King. But what was
I can't remember.
He was the king? Oh, no, that was the
snake. No, it was the evil tiger.
Anyways, yeah, it's not a bad quality. I think that's awesome.
You know when you see, like, the really good sunset here in Vegas, yeah, and you're just like, I want to lick it?
Yeah.
It's like you know what it tastes like. You know what I mean? You know what it tastes like. And it tastes like sugar-free rainbow sherbet from Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com.
Yes.
And use code TWND. To save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase and experience better hydration today, because I just ordered some more today. And let me tell you, I don't know what the heck Liquid IV is doing with their rainbow sherbet sugar-free, but let me just tell you, it slaps. Like, just keeps on slapping you in the face and you love it. And you're like, yes, more, daddy, more. Ah! Because that's how fucking good it is. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, support the pod. We would appreciate that.
Do it.
But
and your body will thank you.
But I think as far as like Disney movies, I mean, I didn't even watch that many Disney movies growing up. We weren't like a huge Disney family. Like,
I was a huge Disney
family. I saw them like more older or when I would like babysit for people's kids or whatever. And then I would see the stuff, but like...
Did you like them?
My favorite movie from childhood, I was just talking about this the other day, was Fox and the Hound.
Yes!
That was my
favorite. That's a freaking...
favorite.
That's a classic.
I was the fox. I ever tell you... I was actually telling this to David the other day. But I was... My grandma had this like... She was like very woo-woo and like spiritual and like she was like half Native American. She grew up like part of her life on the reservation and stuff like that. Nice. But she wrote me this like thing when I can't remember exactly when it was. It was probably like when I was 16 or something like that. But some letter about like how she had this dream of me before I was born, and it's woo-woo. But I've held on to it because it was fun for me, and how I was like, my spirit was like, I used to be a fox and I was put in a human body, and that's why I didn't like relate to the other people, and I had an affinity for animals and all this like woo stuff. But I still remember that.
Wow.
Because maybe that shaped me. Maybe that's why I don't understand people. But all I know,
that's amazing,
is that's just something I remember from childhood that makes me smile.
I so love her.
It's one of the only woo woo things. My grandma was very woo woo, but
I love grandma.
Yeah.
Woo woo and rest she was, in peace. Love her.
She was interesting. It was so sad. Like, it's so sad seeing people that you love age, especially like when you have a certain memory of them. Cause I remember like just, I remember she had this place. It was like Montana or North Dakota, something like that, like towards the border of Canada. And there was this wall of sunflowers like that cut her property. And the house that she was living in looked kind of like the Ron Weasley house from Harry Potter. I know you haven't watched Harry Potter, but it's like magical. Some of y'all out there, some of y'all nerds will
you
understand.
All know.
And it's like a tall, like rickety house. Like you could kind of walk out on the roof. There was like an art studio in it. And like, and I remember things like that. And then she had wolves.
What?
Yeah. Loba.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She had wolves.
Yeah. That's freaking dope.
She was cool. Anyway, my grandma's
dope. Holy cow.
But later in life, it's like she would like misremember things and she had like a lot of strokes and I wasn't like around.
Yeah.
But I remember like my grandma was one of the only people I would call for like the longest time when I was in my last relationship.
She was a badass.
Because I think she was the first person that I ever told about my job.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those things that also like she might not remember, but I knew she also wouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Whatever. And it was, she was like really like a true, genuine person.
Yeah. But like the cognitive decline, even over the phone, was just like hard to, I'm like, fuck, dude, everybody goes in some way. And it's like, shit.
That's the hardest. Like when they're not fully like them, or like, let's say like, it's like another autoimmune disease that's like, just like degenerating them, like without their like will, like, come on. Hello. That's the worst. And like to anyone that's been through that, they know, you all understand and get it. Like, it's not cool. But man, she sounds like a true epic badass. Yeah. No wonder. I mean, that's where you get it from. Hello. That makes so much freaking sense.
I would have wolves.
I heard being badass does skip a generation. So
does it?
Did, you know, like, was this your mom's mom?
My dad's.
Or your dad's
mom? My mom's?
Okay. So
do you not remember the conversation we had about my grandmother flying through the air as one of those monkeys from Wizard of Oz?
I just listen. I don't like remember whose mom's who. I just go, oh, okay, that one. But so never mind then. Your dad is super dope.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking it was the other one. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
God, no. God, no. The other one hangs on purely out of spite.
Ew. Yeah. I'm sorry. So do dingleberries. It's not they hang on purely out of spite.
It's not like I wish fucking death upon people, but it's just like, it's one of those frustrating things. Like, my grandpa was fucking sick. Understood me better than most people, you know? Like my grandma on my dad's side. I guess it's one of those things. Maybe it's like you kind of get one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I guess people have two. It's one of those ones that you have something that you either relate to them more, that you have a better connection with. And then sometimes the opposite is just like so fucked. You know, I think there's always maybe that where it's kind of like you are closer to one. But sometimes it's like the reverse where it's like because you have that connection, then this one is like shattered for some reason.
Some people don't even have one.
I know. That's fucked up too.
That's what I was just thinking.
I'm very lucky to have
one
on each side. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate because both of my favorite grandparents have passed, but.
And that's life. That's life. I mean, we're old. Look at us. We're being held together by super glue. I'm kidding.
You know, if the people who like live the longest are the people that you're kind of like, you? Then I want to die younger because it's like, otherwise think about it, you have to grow old with all the fucking people that are just like
you?
Past their expiration date.
You?
I'm like, you survived?
You smoke two packs
I'm
a
here?
Day, sir.
I must be a shit person if I'm still alive with you. The fuck? You know what I mean? So might as well go fucking young because I don't want to be here. It's like, oh, you're going to get into heaven. If all the people who say they're getting into heaven, not all of them, okay. But the people who say it the loudest, like, I'm so fucking virtuous. I'm so fucking. I'm like,
not.
I do not want to fucking spend eternity with you. Let me burn. Burn, baby, burn. Because I
Disco
do not.
Inferno. Also, back to Davey. You're freaking cool, dude.
We got so far off.
No, it was all in line.
Okay.
It's just like, be organic. Do you. Don't second guess it. Like, that's when you start to lose your soul. When you start second guessing what you're doing. So do it. I mean, there shouldn't be a shame. And there's going to be a girl out there that's going to think, hell yeah, you know?
Something that he said that was interesting is like, is it better or worse? I think, honestly, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because,
truly.
Okay, so I have a question for you because I was talking to Maggie about this the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Because when I get asked questions, like, because, you know, in interviews or whatever, and people are like, who's like your biggest inspiration or who do you idolize in the industry, or who do you like aspire to be, or like who's your hero? And like, I got nothing.
You should have been like, me, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm like, is that fucking weird?
No.
Because like, whenever that question comes, it's like, maybe I could think of like some people who something they did I thought was cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. But my ideas are my ideas. Mm-hmm. The things that I want to do are because they are things that I want to do. Not because, maybe I saw someone do something and I'm like, oh, that would be cool to do, but I want to do it my way.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it like their way, because I'm like, that's their thing.
You can have inspirations. People can inspire you. You don't have to like have one person you want to be like or you idolize so much.
Yeah, but the people who inspire me are people like you. And we're doing things that are like similar, but also totally different. And you have like your whole different personality and vibe than I do. And it's like, I'm not going to like become you,
yeah.
But things that you do inspire me. Kay, totally different, but also very similar because we both got T-Rex arms. I don't know what to tell you, but she inspires me in ways that not that you don't inspire me, but just like different things.
No,
or
it's
Maggie.
True though.
You know what I mean?
So different.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. And like, if we all were the same person, we wouldn't be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
We wouldn't be.
I don't understand like, the clone friend circle groups. I just have to think
they're not real.
I have to think that they hate each other. Nobody ever looks like they're having fun. And it feels like everybody is
real.
Just feeding off this weird drama. And you and I don't have
weird drama. It's not weird because it's not unorganic. So when we come together, it's truly because we're having a good fucking time, not because we're put in the same room and we're doing a fucking podcast. We actually have fun, people.
And what she doesn't know is that I've been long gaming her for 3 years to see her naked. Clear the campaign. What are we doing?
Love it. Go to the OnlyFriends.
Please.
It's Wham Glam Artistry. Clear the campaign. Also,
actually,
I suck at my OnlyFans. I apologize. And I'm really shout out to like my real ride or dies out there. You guys are awesome. And I'm sorry. I will post more. I promise. I literally just like randomly post like a random thing here and there when I know you guys probably just want to see stuff all the time. So I will get on that. Usually... like it's on the back of my mind, but really I don't want to be rude. So I thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
That's so sweet.
Fam.
I love to see the support.
Yeah. I feel the love. Thank you guys.
Do you have a thing that you do besides music? Like when you're feeling like you can't do anything, do you have something like a task or like a hobby or something that you do to like, you're like, I will make myself do this. And at some point I'll feel better. Even if I can just zone out my way through this thing.
Music, that's the thing.
Mine is baking.
It has to be the music.
That's why I made almond bars out of nowhere.
Well, that's good. So baking is healthy, you know what I mean? That's a healthy, that's
not the way I bake.
Well,
it is not healthy. There is so much butter and cream cheese.
And what I'm saying is you could go out there and make it a like your life career. You could become a professional baker.
Well, I do want to have a cafe someday and make naughty
and
pastries.
Make millions of dollars.
I want to make like vagina pastries, like big old vagina cookies like this. And then I'll ice them and stuff. But anyway,
so
that's a whole other
thing.
Every
talent that you have to own it and recognize that it's a talent and not something that you're just okay or good at. Like, just like, hey, I actually can do this. Some people, I can't bake for shit. I get so excited when I can bake a simple cookie that's like four ingredients.
I love to
You're
have
like
you
doing
watch
everything.
Me bake. I'm like, this is how we bake when we have baking days. I'm like, would you like to come over and have a baking day?
Yeah.
And then I do everything and she's like, can I help? And I'm like, no, you're fine.
And it's like, thank God.
It's like I need an audience. I'm like, just watch me bake. It's like when we do shoots with other people.
It's like a cooking show. And then the thing is, like, I got so inspired by your baking skills. I think the first time when we actually baked, because she's whipping out the KitchenAid. She's doing this. She's got all the little handy gadgets. And I'm like, I go home and I'm like, yo, really need to like step up my game in the kitchen. Because like what? I have a whisk.
Yeah, you can
I
whisk.
Have a whisk.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, I'm not a real adult if I don't have these things. So like I went and bought like a KitchenAid, this, that, all these things because I was inspired.
Aww.
And the thing is, have I used it? Not really. I think I've used the KitchenAid once, twice, three times maybe. I made spirally noodles once. That was cool, out of zucchini.
Thinking about things that you like buy because you're like, I will be an adult if I buy these. And then you don't use. So... Did you have anything from childhood? Because I don't think that you like grew up with like a bunch of money.
I was like middle class.
Yeah, but like good, middle but not class. Like not
I was
like,
a Barbie oh. girl.
So I don't know if you relate to this then, but like, what kind of toaster did you have growing up?
Toaster oven.
Like a toaster oven.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm not gonna relate.
Why?
To this.
Why? Ah! Why?
Because.
Well, so I grew up with they grew up with money. My yeah. parents. Then shit happened like later in life when I was old enough to know shit was happening.
Yeah.
It wasn't like when I was a kid.
No. Okay.
So, but yeah, toaster oven was in the house.
Because I was thinking of this because I remember for like the longest time, I believe it was like a white, like, you know, the old white toaster that's like a two slot toaster.
Where they pop in, right? Up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
okay. Yeah. I know those.
So I always would like, if I would see it like at another kid's house or some of the kids I babysit for, their families had money and like money, like in Michigan, like whatever. I don't know what even that equates to, but it was like, you have a two story house. I don't know. You are like LeBron James. I don't
yes.
know. Like, you know what I mean?
Your parents went to school.
And I remembered like the novelty of like making sandwiches for the kids or something. And you had a four slot toaster. I was like, what in the fuck?
Falling out.
Because when I would sneak into the kitchen late at night to feast, I would love to make like toast that had butter and then cinnamon sugar, like where you mix the cinnamon and the sugar together and you sprinkle that over. I know I've talked about this before because I love it so much. I'm salivating thinking about it. And then you do a very light drizzle of honey that kind of solidifies. So it's like a little candy rope that goes down. It's magical. But
hold on.
Thank you. It's a good memory. I was thinking like, fuck, dude, because if I could do four at once, I wouldn't have to like make two slices. And then if I put in two more slices, the other slices are going cold. What is that?
And you have to eat them while the other ones are cooking.
So what you have to do is you make the little toast breads. You run into your bedroom to secretly eat them in your cavern while you read Harry Potter past the points that you're supposed to in your bed at night. And then you have to sneak back out.
What so was that? Was that a console or a book?
It was a book.
That looked like you were holding like a Game Boy or saying
a book. This is what I think holding a book looks like, and sometimes it does.
Freeze that, David. Oh, but I get the crouching.
Yeah, and so you're crouching because you got the blankets, you know, and you got your little reading. And then you have to sneak out, so you have like twice the potential of getting caught sneaking out for night bread.
Night bread? Is this episode called Night Bread? Please.
I even love a little night bread now. The other night...
Night bread is bomb.
The other night, I woke
up... It's different.
In the middle of the night. I had to pee. It was a whole thing. But I didn't want to like... So I go out. I'm like, I'll have a little glass of water too. And I see some bread just sitting there on the counter. And yum. I took out a little piece of bread and I just sat there sipping water and eating bread.
Oh yeah.
Just eyes closed, just middle of the night. The floor is cold on my feet. And I'm like, just eating that damn bread. And night bread, something about eating bread in the wee hours of the morning or the late hours of the night.
2, 3, 4 a.m.
It hits different. Everybody. It could be stale bread. And I pop that shit in the toaster, slather some butter on it, call it good.
But let's make it some Hawaiian sweet rolls while we're at it.
The Hawaiian sweet roll cinnamon rolls. Do you remember those? With the little cream cheese filling. Oh.
I'm a cheese night eater. I'm not a bread night eater. I'm a cheese night eater.
I love cheese.
I love cheese. I love a good slice of Swiss.
Cheese has been fucking with my stomach, but I don't care. I keep eating it.
Yeah.
Like for the long time, cheese wasn't doing anything.
I shouldn't.
And it's bad for like your cholesterol or whatever. But I'm like, I don't care. Because I don't want to stay alive long enough to deal.
My cholesterol was fucked when
I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're not going to be here for a long time. No. We're going to just live it up.
We're here for a great time, not a long time. You hear? You feel? You picking up when I'm laying down, motherfuckers?
Take some notes. Take some notes.
Speaking of my feet being cool in the middle of the night. Do you know... Laura, what's worse than being in Vegas in July when it's 110 degrees outside? What's worse than that situation and having your air conditioning unit die?
Being on your period during all that would suck.
Oh my God, that would be so much worse.
That would make it way worse, but it that alone, I'm telling you people, it's 117 degrees, not 110. 117 for 7 days. Our newscasters here in Vegas, because I watch the news every morning, are saying they've never in their 10-year career have broadcast a weather report this high.
Yeah, we are canceling a shoot and trying to reschedule it
because we'll get sick.
We're going to go outside and do like golden hour.
We'll get
Because that's
sick.
Usually when it's cooling down, and it doesn't. It like stays 109 at night.
It feels then like a hairdryer, because then there will be a little bit of a breeze.
It's crazy.
But it's hot.
It's so crazy.
Which is the smartest thing for us, even though we do hydrate, shout out, Liquid IV, we don't want to put ourselves, first of all, how are you going to even have makeup on in that kind of weather?
Oh, I wouldn't.
We would only be able to
shoot
inside.
Or it would like become a part of my face. I'd have to scrape it off with like one of those paint scrapers, just like.
No, we want you to live. If you, what did you say? If you want me to live.
If you want me to live, you'll have to kill me first.
No! If you want me to live, you'll have to shoot me inside.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Totally different. If you want me to live, you'll have to kill me first. I like that one, though. That's really cute. I like that.
Oh, I love Adorbs. That for us. Okay, but...
Adorbs.
Fucking God. So it was like, it sucked because my man had just gotten back. I was like, we're chilling, we're vibing. It's the whole thing. And then we're playing a little game, having a little time. And I noticed that the dogs are like all sleeping, which is weird because it's the middle of the day. But I was starting to get a headache. And you know one of those things when you like don't realize that you're getting overheated? And I was like, oh shit, like it must have turned off. We're all like baking to death. And I go over and it's like 80 some degrees because the nest had turned itself off.
Fuck you, nest.
So I turn it back on. I'm like, cool. I'm home. Once again, where the fuck would I go? Why does Nest just, if you don't walk past it like every 10 minutes, it's like, you're not home. It turns itself off. I don't go anywhere.
Energy efficient my ass.
God. Anyway.
Y'all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
So, turn it back on. I'm like, I'll go run to the store real quick, cool down, get some stuff for maybe some dinners, have some nice time, and come home and it'll be cool. Come home, it's hotter. And I was like, because it says it's on. And I was like, all right, so this isn't vibing. So we call someone and they're like, well, we can send someone out, but they're not going to get here till like late at night to come check it out. So they get there very late at night, which is not like their fault, like I understand or whatever. But so from that time that the sun was still up, starting to set, but it comes through those back windows. And I was thinking it'll come out and be fixed. It'll be fine. And it's not. So it's baking, like the whole house just keeps getting hotter. And then when it gets nighttime, there's no cool outside air. I can't open the windows and like let in cooler air. It doesn't work that way. So it's just like a hot box of sweat and tears and like all of your dreams being shattered. And he comes out, he's like, it's probably an easy fix. Comes in 10 minutes later and he's like, oh, so it's like melted. Like the compressor like kind of seized and melted and like fucked up all this other shit inside of it. And he's like, I could do a light fix, but it would maybe only last for like a week.
Temporary.
So and he's like, so you'll have to replace the unit. Not what I was prepared to do. Not what I was prepared to do. I thought I'd been so good. I'm like, I'm putting away stuff for savings, like blah, blah, blah. I'm being very austere. And new air conditioning unit. They're not cheap. I remember on one of my last places, I had to replace air conditioning units. And it was like one of those, that stupid fucking house that my ex wanted. And it had like three air conditioning units. And like two of them went out. One of them could be fixed. And it was like expensive then. It's so much worse now, like just a couple of years later. And the guy even saying, he's like, if this had happened like 5 years ago, this would have been nothing, like for the size of the house and stuff. And now it's just fucked. everything is fucked. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? So. Mm-hmm.
And did you know that this is also a blessing because you got it fixed so quickly? So another thing I've learned recently, because RAC went out also, mind you, the house that the other house is 3 AC units. Our house mm-hmm. is 1. So there's 4 on this property. The mm-hmm. thing is, one of theirs went out. We are like calling the repair people. They're like, all right, we'll be out in like 3 days or whatever. Like, cool. It's fine. It's just one of the 3. No big deal. The thing is, now
they're overcompensating for that one being out. And yeah. so they also go out and have problems.
Yep. And then they fixed it. All good. But then I'm watching the news the same day. And they're like, there's people that have like requested maintenance for their ACs, and they're still waiting months or a month for repairs. So there's like an issue going on in Las Vegas specifically here, because yeah. it's like people are waiting for like repairs or help to pay for it because like they can't afford it. Like my mom can't afford an AC unit herself.
No,
and they're expensive.
The guy who was coming to see if he could fix it, he couldn't, unfortunately, not his fault. But he was like, he had come from someone who she had had her house at like 100 degrees for like 3 or 4 days.
That's dangerous.
And hadn't called because she's like, maybe it will start working again. And then was like, I don't know if I can afford it. So she kept pushing it out and she's just been like baking and she couldn't afford the repair. So he did like a quick one, like just that will hold it over for free, which I thought was very, very nice of him. Because a lot of people, I feel like lately, a lot of people aren't giving a shit about people.
No.
And it pisses me off. And it was very
for themselves.
But it was very nice to see that, like, from someone who was doing that.
There's good people out there still.
Shit, man. Like, everybody's going through shit right now. Like, everybody's just going through their own shit.
But also, if you guys ever in that situation and you listen to us, you know, thank God for the swamp cooler. Have you ever had one of those? It looks like a giant fan, but then you fill it with ice or water or both. But what it does is it literally takes the air from the cold ice water and ice and blows it out, which acts like AC, like a portable unit that you plug into a wall. And it literally cools down and usually small areas like a room.
Yeah.
So like if your AC ever goes out, people, and you don't have the money to go buy a unit or even get proper repairs, swamp coolers, go check them out online. I don't know how much they are. I don't know if they make big ones, small ones, but my mom has one in her living room and she runs it at night, all night long, right?
Yeah, helps so like preserve sleep. It overnight.
Yeah, and then in the morning she wakes up and it's a nice, fresh, cool house.
Yeah.
And she lives in a climate similar to Vegas, but like they get to like 110, 115, maybe, but like mostly it's in the hundreds. Here, you couldn't live. You couldn't live without AC, but a swamp cooler could help.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, because I didn't know those existed until like, you know, recently. And I feel like there's people out there that are just like sucking it up, living in heat, and that's not good. Like, you can make yourself sick.
No.
Also, go to Liquid IV and use our code because that's the only way you're going to battle any of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Use our code TWND.
Also, to the person who I didn't see really during the install process, who came to my door to show me how my new AC unit worked after everybody else had left, suck my dick. Just suck on it. In fact, reach your tongue around my big sweeping ball sack and lick on my taint. I want you to get my weird butthole hairs stuck in your fucking tongue. That is what I want to give to you. I was so nice. I was so welcoming. I appreciated the fact that they were working on a holiday. I didn't want them to do that. I don't want to do that. But like the dogs are like dying. I couldn't like barely think. It was so fucking hot. Like, I don't even think I was myself on my page because I was like, I would start thinking of something and then like lose it. And like the simplest thing is like, I couldn't barely remember my own fucking name. It was crazy.
It's the heat.
It had a moment where I'm like signing stuff over and they're like, we need like your email address. And I like couldn't for the life of me think of what my email address was.
Shit.
I was like, wait, what is happening? I like forgot my phone number. I'm like, this was crazy.
So, bitch, you should have came over and slept at our house.
Well, I didn't, it was like, it was so late and it was like all that. Girl. And then like the next day I kind of, you know, did what I had to do to make it through. But regardless,
next
it was
time.
Like this motherfucker. How do I talk about this?
that first. Hold on. Am I allowed to do this? Yeah.
David, let's take a quick break for Patreon. We'll cut this out. Once again, sir, reach your tongue out as far as you possibly can. Cup my nut in your fucking dirty little tongue. Since you can't seem to keep your mouth shut, you might as well put it to good fucking use and lick my hairy taint. For those of you who subscribe to my OnlyFans, it is not hairy at the moment. I promise. Don't worry about it. This is just a hypothetical. What I want you to do is gag on my cock. All right? Because I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I have a pussy. And apparently that means that men with beer bellies and no fucking hair think I'm stupid. Like, I don't know how to download a fucking app on my phone. Put in the information. He's like, I don't know if you had a chance to look at the booklet, but you really should familiarize yourself with it because that booklet is like your key to figuring out how this works. I'm like, cool. I've already downloaded the app because I read the booklet. Like, I was sitting here waiting all day for an AC unit to be put in. I read the fucking booklet. Okay. And not to mention that it's a fucking app. An app is designed to be very, very simple and walk you through that process. Right. So I'm signing up for an account and he's like, did you find the app? It's called X and X. And he gave the wrong name for it. And I was like, no, I have this app that was in the booklet. It was in the booklet that you thought I didn't read, but I did read it. Despite the fact that I have big swinging fake tits, I do know how to read. So
don't be fooled.
That's what I heard coming out of his fucking mouth, because he's like, oh, whoa. I guess that is an app you can use. Because I guess there's two apps. I'm like, don't tell me to read a booklet and then tell me I downloaded the wrong fucking app and here I am signing up for it. Acts like it's taking me 500 years to sign up for the app. And it didn't. It took like 5 seconds. Like, it's not fucking difficult. It's not rocket science. And I'm not stupid. So he comes through and he's like, I was like, basically sits me down almost. He's like, I need you to come here and understand. And I was like, and I just put on a fucking smile because it's been a long fucking day and he still hasn't turned the air conditioning unit on because he has to do some test on it. And I don't know why a test takes 20 minutes and we would have gotten through this shit a lot faster if you wouldn't have acted like I was fucking dumb and needed things spelled out for me. And I don't think you even know how to spell.
Fuck.
So he's going through this and then he's like, this motherfucker. He goes, so I don't know if this analogy will make sense to you. And I was like, okay, try me. And he goes, some people drive cars like Camrys or Priuses. For those of you who don't know, I drive a Prius. They walked past it back and forth all day in the garage. And he goes, it's like someone who drives one of those cars and then is given the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a Lamborghini. Do you know what that is? I'm like, yes, I've heard of a Lamborghini. He's like, or a Ferrari, for instance. What you have right now is a luxury car of air conditioning units. And you might think that you know. And he starts going off on this rant and my brain just starts going, because.
So you have the Maserati of AC units and he has to do this. To brag about
and
it.
And then he starts dissing the equipment that he just installed. Like, this isn't what I would select personally. And I'm like, what is happening?
He had the smallest dick. That's what happened.
It was to the point that I was like, is Ashton Kutcher going to pop out? Yes. The whole punked thing situation again? Because I don't really know.
Literally.
What's happening. Like, and it was just, I couldn't even focus on the rest of the shit that he was saying. And then, so it's finally like, do you have any questions? Like, I should definitely have questions, but he doesn't expect me to have questions.
Ew.
And I go, I do actually, because I bought these filters and I can't remember how often the guy said to change them. So I was wondering if there's a little reminder on the app or like the thermostat that reminds you when to do it. And he goes, no, it's not at that technology yet. Spoiler alert, I looked on the app later and you can set filter reminders, you dumb fuck. So, oh, do you want to know why? Because I read the manual and I familiarize myself with an app.
You report him,
idiot.
Report him.
So he goes on with this and he's like, but it gets better. Oh, my back just cracked because I'm just thinking about like, you know, fuck. When you speak, I just like the inside. I get this feeling in my chest and it's screaming. Shut the fuck up. And I can't say it because it's like not fucking polite. But I was at the point that I'm like, I was reaching a point that it was to the end of it that I was like, if he stays more than 5 minutes, I might actually like do something that I'm going to regret.
Yeah.
And I was trying to be just very like short because I was like, you know, whatever. But he's like, no, it doesn't have that or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just set like a reminder on my calendar then. And he goes, yeah, you probably should, because I look at these filters up here, and he points up and he's like, and you can tell how filthy they are.
What's now, wrong with this guy?
My handyman's been really busy and it's hard for me to like get all the way up there. And I don't even know the filter types. I know that they have to be replaced. I understand that. But he's been busy. I've been busy. It's been a thing. You forget about like doing certain things, right? And I had the ducts clean like 6 months ago or something like that. So I was like, it might not be that bad. Apparently it was pretty bad. And I would have been fine to receive that knowledge were it put any other way. Do you know what I mean? It was like everything that this man said could have been said in a way that was not condescending. And yet, here I am ranting about it on a podcast, taking up my valuable time. But I need to get it out of me.
I'm happy.
Because
it
was sent into such a rage inside of me that I knew if I didn't talk about it, I would just let it fester. And I don't want to let it fester. I've let too much fester. So
I'm happy you shared it on the pod because that makes me be like.
But it gets better. Because what he says is, you know, what I go is. I bought these like special filters through your company. He said they were like whatever, like better for allergens. And I have a lot of allergies. So I was like, sick, let's get those. And he goes, we don't have any filters for you. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just like back ordered because of the holiday or whatever like that. You know what I mean? And he's like, we don't even make those kind of filters. And I was like, so I'm like pulling out my email. I was like, that's so strange, because I just know that I'm going to be able to show him on my order.
Yeah.
Those fucking filters, the exact ones that I'm talking
about. So everything he said was wrong.
So I show it to him and he like takes my phone like in disbelief, like he couldn't possibly believe that I, this vagina bearing creature, could possibly know something that he did not. And
that's
he
it.
Goes, they must be new, and hands me my phone back like it's like, pah.
He's literally every fucking loser.
And I was like, listen, dude, I understand that you don't want to be working today. I didn't make you do that. Technically, I did because I gave you, you worked today because I needed work done, but I didn't like pick you. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you don't have to be a cunt to me about it. So he goes, I guess I'll just go get a ladder from my truck to like replace the filter that's up high or at least take it down. And I was like, well, I have a ladder in the garage. It's closer. You can just use that. And he goes, well, I guess it would be better. Like, I'm not.
He's so unhappy in life.
He was so miserable. So I'm just trying to be like, the happier I am, the sooner he can fucking leave. And it just didn't end. And I mean, eventually it did. Obviously,
that's
he's not like still
so
here.
Draining.
That would be crazy. But so I bring it in. And he sets it up or whatever. And he goes up and he takes down the things. And I knew they would be dirty. I knew that. I mean, I could tell just walking past. I just, like I said, I haven't had time to go get fucking filters because I've had a lot of shit going on. And I've been depressed. It's hard to get out of bed. Okay? So he gets up there, starts taking them out. I go to start to, like, go walk to the living room. And he goes, and I shit you not. I don't know if this is a bad habit or something, but you need to break it.
What?
And it's like,
the
filter? And I turn around and he's like showing me the filters and how dirty they are. And it was at this point that I know I wasn't hiding it in my face because I was like, Lord, this was my face. And maybe he just thought that I was like, wow, those really are dirty. But no, this was the face of you balding cunt. There's nothing wrong with going bald, all right? But listen, If I can see over the top of your shining head, lower your fucking voice when you speak to me. You are not my father. My father doesn't even fucking admonish me like that. Who the fuck do you think you are? Quite honestly, who do you think you are? Because who I look at you and I see a sad sack of potatoes fit into fucking coveralls.
Not even worth the scallop.
You could have been a nice person and you wouldn't have been talked about on this podcast that almost nobody listens to. But you fucked up, bro. I don't leave reviews. I'll be calling someone. As soon as I can feel like I can look myself in the mirror and not just like fall apart, I will be calling someone. Okay?
That's after this.
Has nothing to do with you. The falling apart far preceded you. In fact, this interaction, it was necessary because it helped pull me just a little bit further out of my pit of despair because I realized that there are people like you that are so much lower in the pit of despair that me, I can climb away. It's like climbing myself with these vapes closer to an earlier death so that I can avoid people who live long out of spite. That's me climbing out of the pit of whatever you're in right now. Mm-hmm. But don't take that shit out on me because I didn't do it to you. And I don't think that's very fucking fair. So I basically start to say this whole thing of like, wasn't aware that they were that dirty. Mm-hmm. Things, and he cuts me off and he's just like, if you do this, you're going to break your new air conditioning unit. And so if you don't want that to happen, if you don't care that it happens, then don't replace. Like, he keeps going on. And I was like literally there are so many ways where it's like, hey, make sure that you really do keep an eye on these, because if you let it get too bad, it can mess up your new air conditioner and you don't want that. So maybe set a reminder or something. There are so many ways to say that in a way that isn't like condescending. Do you know what I mean?
His delivery was fucked. Like all around.
Obviously, I know they're fucked up, but I could have known that they were fucked up and that I need to set like reminders if you weren't such a fucking cunt about it. It's like there's no reason for it, which is fucking crazy to me.
Fuck you. And definitely leave them a review on that guy, because he...
Everybody else was fine. It was just this guy at the end. I'm like, where did you even come from, man?
Don't put up with that shit, people. And our camera is still on because of this AC. So
also because I didn't do 4K.
Hey.
But anyway, do you have anything more to wrap up with?
Yeah. Do you have 5 pennies?
I don't think so. In a drawer somewhere.
Wait. I might. I have 5 pennies. Hold on. Yep, we're good.
What's it for?
I'll show you. Okay. We could do this for everyone or Patreon, whichever you'd like.
Well, actually, let's do this. Let's wait and let's do this for Patreon. Y'all, we would so love if you would join us at patreon.com/TWND podcast, because we will be having a private viewing party of our music video that we are launching for our 3-year anniversary.
Let's do it.
It's going to be before everybody else gets to see it. And it's going to be fucking awesome. And we've been putting our heart and soul into it. And we are very, very excited. And you get to see all of our skits and photos and behind the scenes stuff and bonus episodes and all that good stuff. So join us at patreon.com/TWND podcast. We prefer dirtbag tier. You get our monthly Zoom chats and all that fun stuff. And you can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw. You can follow Laura
@whamglamartistry.
And you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X @TWND podcast. And we thank you all for joining us this week. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.